When the chips are down, what we need, you and I, is the sort of friend we can trust. The sort of friend that'll stand by us through thick and thin, obviously. But so often we look at this whole friendship thing through the eyes of a consumer. We've become very discerning consumers. With so many things to spend our money on, we have to be careful how we choose. Do you know the average supermarket carries over 42,000 different items? We have to be discerning. So even when we're doing the grocery shopping, we're asking ourselves, which one is the best one to buy? And how do we determine best? Quality, price, how much we like this over that? In essence, as consumers, we're constantly asking, what's in it for me? And I suspect that's often how we approach friendships. We ask ourselves, what's in it for me? Without ever stopping to think, to ask ourselves, what sort of a friend am I? Am I honest, decent, loyal, caring? Am I the sort of friend that others would like to have, someone they can trust and rely upon? Or am I a Judas kind of friend, all warm and fuzzy on the outside, but ready to betray people when there's something in it for me? Well, there are plenty of those around, and when what's in it for them is worth it, they'll stab their friends in the back. Being the sort of friend that's worth having, loyal, trustworthy, faithful, involves sacrifice, passing up opportunities for the sake of a friend, laying down what we want to stick by a friend. It's not just something we talk about, it's something we do. Luke chapter 24, verses 2 to 4. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray him to them. Even though Judas had been with Jesus for 3.5 years, he'd seen all the miracles, heard all the amazing preaching, sat with Jesus at night by the fire and listened to him. Despite being invited into the closest circle of friends, Judas still stole from the purse, and Judas was prepared to betray Jesus, to sacrifice his life for 30 pieces of silver. Despite that, Jesus kept him in the inner circle. Despite that, Jesus invited him to the Last Supper. Despite that, Jesus washed his feet on that night. So let me ask you this, what sort of a friend are you? A Jesus kind of a friend or a Judas kind of a friend? That's God's word, fresh for you today.